This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Though we have, really, we rock the world.
Can I just tell you, yesterday when I was up at the doggy park.
Yes.
The beautiful Benton Doggy Park. Speaking of the motorcycle sound you hear at first thing. People were asking, have you been riding?
Yeah, I've been riding. Been riding my truck back and forth to work, but it's time to get the Harley out. And speaking of getting the Harley out, here's Bad Bob. You look like a biker.
It's been a long time since I used to have a Harley back
in my
time.
You look like a biker. You know, you could be a biker. You could look like that. If you cut your beard and, you know, all the little beasties that were in there.
Yeah, you know, the hive for the buzzing bees, as the song went. Yes, had a Sportster back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you tinker on it? You a mechanical, or just said no?
I hardly knew what I was doing, but
Well, good morning. It's 7:06, and it's May 29th. We've lost another month here. We're blowing into June here.
Cannot believe it.
I can't believe it.
Turn to just close my eyes and turn another age. And actually, seeing the age of my mind is making me go.
You're looking older.
I'm feeling.
You know, you say it, and then every time you say it, you kind of go, oh.
And the birthday does go actually for a whole month. Because last night we joined some friends. Thank you, Abalone. Friends.
Lori and Rick. And then our other friends. So we don't mention everybody's name because, you know, it's probably some of them don't even want to be known be talking to me. You know?
Anyway, we love our friends. But anyway, so birthday presents last night as well. I mean, that's just so lovely to do that. Appreciate it.
You know, Bonnie and Doug McConnell. Doug was there late because he had two open heart surgeries yesterday. You know, we said something about why don't you just use the air gun and just staple them back together. He said that's not exactly the way he does it. Rick and Pam and Lee. So, you know, it was really a nice evening, but I want to talk about that later because of the business that happened. When we're talking business and some of the things that were going on in our economy, which kind of makes you feel better.
Discussion.
There's just some guys that understand this. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's currently 60 degrees if you're just tuning in. We're going to have a great morning here. Kind of an open line hour this morning where we're going to be just discussing a lot of things. Carl, I'm sure, is going to be pulling your trigger, so we want you to call in. Yeah. Isolated showers today with our temperatures reaching around 79 degrees. Right now, let's go to our weekday mornings with our market experts from Wells Fargo, and that's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. Well, we continue to have the market slide this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 71 points at 15,337, while the Nasdaq's down 14 at 3,474, and the S&P 500's off 8 at 1,651. Oil's down 20 cents at $94.81 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.26%. Gold is up $8.10 at $1,387, while silver's up 13 cents at $22.33 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. ExxonMobil's down 21 cents at $92.17. Las Vegas Sands is up 32 cents at $59.06. And Facebook is down 57 cents at $23.55. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And it's take a visit down to Park Marina Drive where they're at their offices. But give them a call at 530-243-7561. The economy is rebounding. The economy, people have got starting to have more consumer confidence. You probably want to talk to somebody in that stocks and bonds area for investments so you can get an idea about maybe some good ideas. All right, I want to take a quick break, and we come back. We've just got a lot of things we want to talk about, but Michelle Bachmann, we want to talk about consumer and the economy, the drone bill that's working its way through Sacramento. There are so many. Plus, of the things that are happening, of course, is Holder going to have to resign because of this of the IRS
scandal
and the scandal and the tapping that he's been making, saying that he has committed perjury?
Are we numb to the fact that the people that we hold accountable in higher offices that we select to be our leaders, although we didn't,
we don't have anything to say about it.
But do we hold people accountable that are in these offices?
You hope you would.
It doesn't even work. How do you hold people accountable? How do they get pressed, pressured into stepping down?
Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. How do you get a nameless, faceless bureaucrat? How do you get to him?
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
The guy like the wiener?
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Pot, 7:14 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, getting toward the end of May. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Great coffee and espresso, Joe, and the cold drinks from the Buddhistas there, and you walk next door to the finest.
Did you say baristas or bunnies?
No, baristas.
Okay, I thought you said
bunnies. They make the coffee.
I know what a barista is, but so like you said bunny?
No, I didn't say bunny.
You need
how do you get bunny at a barista?
Because you were talking about it.
No,
bunny?
That's not even close. Barista and bunny? No. Anyway, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, what can I say? And you know what? They do so much for our community. You know, tobacco and brew does, and I can't say enough about it. All right. We've got people lined up here to get on the
All
open
right.
line. Let's start with number one, Jay.
Good morning.
What do you want to talk about, Jay?
Good morning. First of all, whatever you're drinking, I want some of it.
We're just feeling a little aren't we this morning?
Well, you know what starts you off is I have these, you know, these headphones I wear, and they're very, very delicate. And Linda goes
very
up and she hits it like three times with her finger, goes boom, boom, boom. Hey, is that working? Well, that just blew all
Not
the
anymore.
Yeah, well, all the wax left my ears on the other side of my head. So,
yeah, to answer your question, you know, when it comes to bureaucracies, by definition, they're a large mechanism that's built to give you the runaround. It's just the nature of the beast. So you can't come at a bureaucrat head on. What you have to do is to make the elected official who is in charge of that more or less division squeal until they will go ahead and do something about it. That's how it functions in our democratic republic.
Well, I think that that's the way to do that. I think, why don't you just come up and just cut their tie off?
Well,
this
yeah,
is what I think of you. Cut your tie.
Terrorist threat or something.
Oh, yeah,
right?
You're right. No, that's assault. It's assault, and they probably put you in jail. No, you got to find a way of doing it. But see, here's the problem: is we were talking about this. It's not about elected officials. You might eventually be able to get to them, but you get a nameless, faceless bureaucrat who's been in there for 20 years and knows how the game's played and all this, and then they can change things. We were talking to somebody last night that has to do with water rights. Okay, well, if you've got adjudicated water rights, there's nothing that says that somebody in there can't change the adjudication. And so you may have,
right.
you may have had a ranch in your family for generations, going back, say, to 1920. Before 1914, there's a different kind of water rights, which are really, you know, like untouchable water rights. But they can, change that, and then that changes your way of life that you can no longer farm, ranch, or whatever.
And you can't take them on directly. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of money. But the only real way to deal with people like that, unfortunately, is, you know, legally, that is to simply put so much pressure, get so much groundswell, so many people upset, and threatening a politician's livelihood, a key politician who can actually put pressure on this bureaucrat.
Can lean on him.
That's the only real way to do it.
Well,
the problem
that
is you have
be.
To know the inside baseball in order to pull it off.
Well, you know, see, that's it. And you've got, but then it's the, if you've got, ones that don't care that much, your elected officials, but they should care. It's, you're right though, but say that something's going on up here in the North State, which is, we know, and this is a lot of things. Let's talk about water. Water is going to be the next war. And so that they say they changed the water rights. So what, you know, okay, I'm going to sue you in court. Well, first of all, you've got to have the money to be able to do that. You're talking about a big corporation, Sierra Pacific, the McConnell Foundation and Selmo, yeah. A few others, you know, could say fight them. And but most people don't have the money to go up against
well, yeah,
the government who has inexhaustible funds because they use our tax money and they don't care. Because,
which is why you can't fight them head on. You right. have to go through the pressure points. So that's the only way to do it.
And I guess the way you could do that, you get enough people, like you said, get enough people involved where thousands, literally hundreds of people or thousands march on Sacramento and say, this is not right. At that point, when you have the media and all this in there, you probably will be able to at least swing something until, and this is what I believe because I saw it during the hearings for the veterans homes. They are your buddies until the second you walk out of that room. And then that night they just take the money out of the, you know, oh, we're going to do this. And then a day later, the money's gone. So, you know, who do you trust anymore, Jay?
Well, you know the difference between Broadway and Washington, D.C., don't you?
What?
At least at Broadway, you're expecting a song and dance.
Okay. Hey, Jay, that was, you know, a good call, Jay. We got Jimmy on the other line.
Hey,
and we're going to go to Jimmy right after this break. Jimmy, please hang on.
Man.
We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, 7:22 in the morning, 64 degrees. Our guest for Outside the Wire this week is a psychic. She's going to do a psychic reading on somebody.
Ooh, on you?
Well, I don't know. I think it may be Bad Bob. We may let her do a psychic reading on Bad Bob.
Oh my God.
She's going to be in the studio and we're going to be doing, and we're going
to
be having.
She's going to have to give her permission. Well,
she runs screaming out into the street. You'll know this was
so
a bad
Friday
idea.
So Friday on Outside the Wire, we have a psychic.
All right.
Reader. She's going to, like I said, she's going to write a, insight.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's,
now,
go, to
let's go to the phones.
Jimmy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, folks. How you doing? Hey, I always go back and forth with a liberal Democrat friend of mine, and he was saying that California right now is $850 million in the black.
Really?
And I kind of found that hard to believe, so I looked it up, and I'm kind of looking for some answers here from you folks or maybe somebody out there who knows. I looked it up, and it said that California, with Jerry Brown's budget, has a projected $850 million surplus.
It's projected, and it's based on taxes and, you know, that's coming in under the, you know, when they voted to raise the taxes.
Right, yeah, with the online tax, the sales tax, and all that. Well, you know, I'm just wondering how optimistic you are that this can happen and we can sustain that, you know, with things like high-speed rail, and, you know, things like free texting to low-income mothers and all that stuff.
Well,
and, you know, I was just wondering how optimistic are you that this is really going to happen? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, here's what I – thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for the phone call, because that is something. You know, I was talking with some people last night that understand the economy and probably a lot better than I do. We discussed high speed rails. We discussed the water issues. We discussed the economy. It seems to be from two people that follow this, and one of them, it's his job is to be following this, and has been very successful at it. He says he believes the economy is turning around. Now, the question is just because you have money coming in, does that mean the economy is turning around, or it's how you spend it? It's just like your home. You make more money, you get a raise, or you've done something, your almond crop is great. And then, you know, it's how you spend the money. Do you spend it on things that you need it for, or do you spend it for texting or phones for people that don't have phones? I think the economy is on the upswing. I know consumer confidence is higher than it has been in 5 years. You're starting to see the price of houses going up. So it could be. Now, do we have that surplus yet, or is it just based on is it based on what could happen? I think it's based mainly on what could happen. But then at the end of it, if they decide to spend it, we're in trouble. It makes no difference. If you make the money, if you spend more than you have, then we go back into that. The high speed rail. One of the people I was talking to last night said it's a great idea because you need to have the rail, and then even though you're going to be subsidizing the rail, you subsidize the freeways, you subsidize the airlines, you subsidize the trains already. And that could be a way of moving lots of people up and down the length of California. The question is that keeps you from building 20 lane freeways. Well, the question is why build 20 lane freeways? And it's kind of like a way of keeping people, forcing people into being more, I guess, more economically minded and more environmentally minded by forcing them to use more people in the lanes and all this. I'm not sure about my argument was we were in a crisis and we decided to put all this money into this. And the answer to that was, of course, was bond issues, blah, blah, blah. But is there a surplus? You know what? It depends on who you're talking to. It could be a surplus. And then the question is where you're going to use it. You know, the people talk about that we are the 50th, or the 49th state when it comes to spending for our children. And yet we spend so much on our children and education. Where's the money going? And then our scores keep dropping. As I commented to some person, well, you know what? If you want to, you know, this Connecticut school spend half and they're in the top, you know, they're number three in the nation, that they only spend half of what we spend on it. Maybe we should use that extra money to do the high speed rail back to Connecticut for our kids so they can get smarter. I don't know. I just know is that the economy, from what we see, is, you know, if you're in the middle class, I think we're still in there. I think we're still treading as fast as we can to keep our heads above water. We're moving forward. Maybe we're getting a little bit further out of keeping our heads a little bit further out of the water. But we're not out of this yet. Okay, let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to pipe in a little bit on the California budget. When they did all that rosy forecasting, this, that, the other, they left out all the major unfunded pension liabilities and stuff like that. So, like, if you had a credit card, you know, with $100,000 that you still owed on it, they didn't even bring any of that in.
Well, that's huge. It's like, you know, if they're just talking about the budget and this, but aren't talking unfunded liabilities like we do at the city. Just lately in the city, we've been started talking about we have $300 million in unfunded liabilities. So yes, you're absolutely right. But they don't want to count it because, oh, well, you know, we're going to be able to pay that. But we don't know that because we're not sure how it's going to be paid because the amount we're paying every year gets to be a lot more.
Yeah. They seem to be out of control. So it's in their favor not to even mention those because then you could never have that rosy picture.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes we, unless you bring it up specifically on the unfunded liabilities, it will never hit the surface. And so, Bruce, thank you very much for that.
You got it.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got a lot of things. Linda's got us some stuff on the Bob Hope and this day in history. And plus, there's a number of other things. We're going to be talking Obamacare and the IRS. Without the IRS, Obamacare will fail. And about the trillions in taxes that's going to hit the middle class. Hey, my friends, this is coming out of Washington, D.C. We'll be back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:29 in the morning, May the 29th. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower a day after the Dow hit another record high. This is investor concern over the longevity of the Federal Reserve stimulus program weighs on the market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 83 points. The headquarters to the New York Stock Exchange may soon have a new owner. The CME Group has retained Newmark Grubb Knight Frank to explore the sale of the NYMEX building. CME will continue operation of its NYMEX trading floor in New York regardless of whether the building is sold. In the event of a sale, CME may lease back a portion of the building, including the trading floor. And 39% of employers nationwide are having difficulty filling open positions within their organizations. That's according to staffing firm Manpower Group's annual talent shortage survey. And the hardest jobs to fill are skilled trades like carpenters, plumbers, and other craftsmen. Those workers have topped Manpower's list for a fourth straight year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will. And his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
My purse and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's Serenade, Little Things of Jay.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We never paid.
Carl Linda Bott, 64 degrees out there, 7:35 in the morning.
You were listening to, of course, Bob Hope. England's Leslie Towns Hope is his name. He was born on this day in 1903. You're probably smiling. You're right. He was, the consummate entertainer. In his autobiography, Eskinos, he gave us an insight into his sense of humor and comedic timing. He said, in Russia, I had trouble with the language. Nobody talked. I mean, the guy was really funny, and he lived to be 100 years old. We know him for entertaining the troops around the world, the USO tours for years. He was in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and Desert Storm. He also hosted 17 Academy Award shows. And he passed away at the ripe age and beautiful age of 100 in July 27th, 2003. And he had said, if I could live my life over, I wouldn't have time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a tribute to Bob Hope. I was very fortunate to have worked with him on a couple of occasions. And he was a gentleman, and he was hilarious, and his timing was impeccable. And I think everyone felt like Bob Hope was part of their family, just like a lot of people felt like Johnny Carson. Oh, my gosh, that was part of your language. But when you go back with how long Bob Hope, how he entertained the troops and how he introduced so many starlets and actors, and he was really very much a goodwill ambassador. So hats off to him on this day in history, May 29th.
Well, you know, it's a lot of the people he entertained, he made his so famous for entertaining the troops during World War II. Then he entertained their sons and daughters during Vietnam, and even grandsons in Desert Storm. It's just, you know, the man was revered by the military.
His first road picture, The Road to Singapore, everybody remembers that, co-starring Bing Crosby and Dorothy L'Amour. He did hit the road to Zanzibar, Morocco, Utopia, Rio, Bali, the first in color and the last in Hong Kong.
Yeah, you know, they were just playing a few of those because it's getting to be his birthday. They were playing a lot of these on the Turner Movie Classics, a lot of the old Bob Hope movies. Hey, you've got another story here that's it's right out of a movie script.
You might have heard about this, but reading more in depth about this out of Newport Beach. Can you just imagine, first of all, there's six kids. These are all kids going to Irvine High. They're very, very close. There's three girls, three boys after Memorial Day. Two sisters, two of the girls, which were sisters, that have just gone through a really accomplished dancers, had just gone through a very intense Memorial Day recital, did very well with it. They're all really good, you know, soccer player, wrestler, very involved with their studies. Well, one of the boys' fathers, 17-year-old, said, you're not going to go to the beach with your friends because you need to study for a test. So he's not allowed to go. Meanwhile, the most tragic accident in Newport Beach history, all five kids on the way to the beach, just a normal outing, hits the tree, splits the car, they're all killed. So I don't think this is another one of those, be grateful because you never know. It's not like they were speeding or they were drinking and they weren't, you know, they were participants in life. And you just, you know, it's almost like if you've got, when you went to school, did you have somebody who was killed or drowned? I remember the feeling of a kid in school. You saw him one day in class and the next day or the next, like a week later, where is he? Well, you know, he drowned because people would drown the Sacramento River and they go and they're like, my parents never allowed me to swim in the river. But, so the feeling was, it was weird. So I can just imagine a group of really tight friends.
Well, that many from
all Middle Eastern. They were all Middle Eastern. They spoke Arabic together. So there was that bond as well. And so to think that there's that death and that sudden in a chunk of a, of a school.
And it has a tremendous impact on the school and on communities in a small town in Arizona. And outside in Chino Valley. Same thing. They had five girls that, of a graduating class probably of less than 100 were killed when they came off a side road and a truck hit them. And it's the same thing in the sense of it is such a tragedy for everybody. And in this case, the young person that did not ride with them.
Oh, I can't.
I mean.
And what is father.
What kind of impact is that going to have on him?
On some level, you think the father, the angel touched the father's back and said, he's not going, kind of like my son. But the family with two of the girls were sisters, and they were the only daughters of this one family. So, I mean, the tragedy, their children are no longer.
Yeah.
I mean, forever are their memories. But so anyway, it's just kind of a gratitude, it's a gratitude, another, reminder of trying to be grateful and kind of in the moment. But like I said, this happened. They were just on the way to the beach.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, talk radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
I'm Dr. Marie Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? Bastiani Arms. You know, we've been talking about all the shortage of firearms in this state. And so... The that's not necessarily true when you go down to Bastiani Arms. He's got a number of shipments in. There's a number of handguns and rifles, long guns that he has down there. And there is some, and he has ammunition. Not thousands of rounds, but he has sufficient ammunition in all different calibers to sell to you. But the big thing is he has weapons down there. He has guns. He has firearms. So head on down to 2539 Larkspur or give them a call at 222-8222. That's 222-8222. To Bastiani Arms. Good people. It's good buddies down there. Johnny in the gang.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave.
Hey, Carl. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is out with its unemployment by metro area about an hour ago. And I just thought I would read some selected numbers for you.
Okay.
Reading 11.1%. Chico 10%. Yuba City 15.3%. Then things start getting better. Reno 9.7%, Phoenix 6.6%, Tucson 6.7%, Albuquerque 6.4%, Santa Fe 4.9%, Salt Lake City 4.2%. I'll send you the link to this.
Okay.
But I would tell any youngster finishing school or looking for a job or getting released from active duty, go look for a job where there's jobs.
Well, that's true. I mean, you want to do that anyway. But the other part too is what are elected officials here, the council and especially the board of supervisors here, what are they doing to help build business here? I'm hearing all types of negative things like, the fees, tacking fees on, not being, you know, as helpful as they could be with, businesses. I think we can do a lot around here to help that. But you're right. Our unemployment rate is high. And when you go look at Salt Lake City or other places and it's 4% and it's 10, you know, almost 10 points under, you might want to take a look at that. And especially if you're in the service because the military has a very high, it's like something like 15% unemployment for their people that have come out of the military. Okay. Hey, Dr. Dave, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Bye, Carl.
All right. Bye bye. Okay. Obamacare has
everybody's favorite subject these days.
Well, I don't know. Did I get into Obamacare about the, did I read that to you?
I don't think so.
Okay. You know, we talk about Obamacare, how it's to help the middle class. But when it gets right down to it, is that on a recent report, the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration noted that tax provisions included in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, represent the largest set of tax law changes the IRS has had to implement in more than 20 years. In total, more than 40 of the 500 provisions of the Obamacare Act amend or add items to the tax code, according to the report. The budget office has calculated that Obamacare will cost American taxpayers approximately $863 billion from 2014 through 2022. It's going to go up to over a trillion, but the most of the people they're hitting, as the head of the Heritage Foundation says, when you start talking about taxes and and Obamacare, the bottom line on that is that Obamacare taxes most people with health insurance and most people without health insurance. Likewise, the law taxes many employers who provide health insurance and most employers who don't provide health insurance. So it's going to hit the middle class, any way you look at it. Yet this doesn't seem – I don't remember that being in part of what they were saying when they sold this thing, is that it didn't say it was going to raise taxes like this. And it didn't say it was going to cut the payments so that you can't find a doctor. And new provisions just made in California is how you can find, you can get abortions at not just at medical offices, but physician's assistants, midwives and all these. I think that's working its way through Sacramento, what I'm saying here with the Obamacare is that they need the IRS to make this work. If they don't sign up for insurance, you're going to get taxed. If you do, you know, if you sign up your people for the Obamacare because of the rates that a lot of these people are facing, it's going up $1,000 a month. And you've got 100 employees. I mean, $1,000 a year and you've got 100 employees. You've got 100,000 more a year you're paying, but yet you've got other employees that you don't have to cover. So it's cheaper to pay the fine, at least the first year, because they may just jack that up. It's cheaper to pay the fine. So Obamacare and the IRS is linked. Now, what, okay, we kind of knew that. Well, now you look at what the IRS is a political activity now. Now you can say it's not. But when they start singling out individual organizations for extra, a little bit of extra attention, it has now become a political weapon. And that's what they've done. They've made the IRS, and I say they being the Democrats who are controlling this, have made the IRS into a political weapon. You can't tell me, and does anybody in their right mind believe that going after Tea Party and conservative under your tax, under, for income taxes or for the IRS to be looking at a, giving them 501s and getting all that information had nothing to do with politics? Does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe the first time Obama heard about it was on the news when his chief of staff and everybody else, when you're getting more and more, we're getting more and more emails that are being released? Does anybody believe that? If you do, really, I've got a vernal pool I can sell you right here on Market Street if you truly believe the other one. So, you know, when you start talking about IRS is now becoming politicized, which is extremely, extremely frightening. I'm not trying to play into paranoia, but when you start this and then you start Obamacare and you start looking at the taxes and they start looking at the questions and the amount of information that's going to be available to the IRS on your health care and your medical records. Oh, was that part of the deal? Well, we got to see what you're taking. Got to see if you're doing this. Did you know that? Did anybody know that? I know we had to pass this law just to see what was in it. Well, you know what? There are parts of this law that, okay, existing conditions, shouldn't have to be, you know, people should be able to buy, you know, insurance. Okay, you understand that. But there are other things about this that hopefully they'll be able to defund or, you know, if you could single it out like a bad calf in a herd and rope it and pull it out of there, that would be great. But are we going to be able to do that? We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 7:54 in the morning. Yeah. 68 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 100 this weekend. So two things. One, don't leave your car. Don't leave your dog in the car or your kids because they will have an extremely heat problem. And the other thing is to call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air. Homecomfort.org is their website. Again, 221-2642. Martin. And his people at Alliance Heating and Air. Great people doing great work. All right. We talked about, drones. Everybody loves drones. Drones. You ready?
We've experienced one.
Well, we can't have because the microphones aren't on. Okay.
We've experienced one.
The drones. We have. The drone bill that's working its way through Sacramento is making it illegal to gather information on people if they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. I think this means if you've got like a fenced backyard and you're back there laying there by the pool or drinking your Pepsi or smoking your marijuana and a drone flies over and sees you just because it's flying over, that they can't use that. They can't come to your house, beat on the door, come over the walls and get you. Because you have a reasonable expectation of privacy sitting back in your backyard with a fence. Now, if the fence is like a chain link fence and everybody can see you, I'm not sure. But that's making its way through Sacramento and that's, you know, it's something. Now, that's probably a good deal. It's probably a good, you know what? If you put reasonable controls on any type of device that can censor you and watch you and listen to you. You've got to have controls on it. But we can't be so afraid of them that we just don't use them. It's like the automobile. They put such laws on automobiles because they didn't want them to scare the horses. Well, as it turns out that the automobile was probably a good thing, unless you talk to environmentalists which think they're bad. Okay. McCain. Senator McCain wants to arm the Syrian rebels. Can you believe this?
What does that feel like? What does that feel like to you?
You know what? I say a few words. I say Egypt. I say Libya. You know, the arms they used, from what I understand, and Benghazi killed the ambassador and killed those people, the weapons we gave them. Now we want to provide arms to rebels in Syria. Who are the rebels? Do we know who they are? Do we know who they're linked to? Do they know what happens if they win? Are they going to be an ally? Are they even going to be neutral? You know, we'll settle for neutral to us. But yet now McCain wants to arm the Syrian opposition. After so many years of war in this country, we've got to come down off the war footing, my friends. Now, nobody is going to ever tell me that I don't believe that we should go after the bad guys and go after them fiercely because we've done that. I'm all for that. But it's been since 2001. Since 2003, for over 10 years, it's been longer than 10 years. It's 11 or 12 years. We have been in combat. It has gotten so that when somebody gets killed, we don't even notice it anymore unless somebody points it out. But it's been like that for years. The amount of money and the human life that it's cost us.
So the degradation
of our armed services. But now we're talking about arming the Syrian rebels, and this keeps us right in the middle of what's happening in a cauldron of crap in the Middle East.
Can you understand how some people would think that war is big business?
Well, it is big business. It's huge business. If it hadn't been for World War II, who knows how long the Depression would have gone on. Because of the things that Roosevelt was doing wasn't helping, really. I mean, it wasn't helping. It was not growing. but it is big business. And, but you know what? It comes to a point where we start saying this, why are we doing this? And McCain, why are you in the middle of this one? Why don't you try and figure out how to grow our economy besides selling arms to Syria? Hey, when we come back, let's talk about veterans. We've got one of our physicians from the Veterans Administration Clinic with us today talking about the things that are available. Those departments that are open and what they can do to help our veterans. Veterans from all wars.
New guy on the scene here.
We're going to have him in and talk to him about that this is what's available to our veterans, things that they've earned. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The IRS will be called out on the carpet again next week at another House hearing into the targeting of conservative groups, and lawmakers are also probing Attorney General Eric Holder over the investigation into journalists. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live at the White House.
Before the House Judiciary Committee May 15th, the Attorney General was asked if he felt a reporter could be prosecuted under the Foreign Espionage Act. He said it wasn't something he'd ever been involved in or heard of. But the Justice Department now confirms Holder was consulted before a subpoena was sought against a Fox News reporter alleging he helped violate the Espionage Act.
It was an innocent misrecollection. Did he misunderstand Hank Johnson's question? I can't answer this. I can tell you this. What he said is not true.
South Carolina House Republican Trey Gowdy. Michigan House Democrat John Conyers accuses Republicans of turning a policy disagreement into allegations of misconduct. Dave?
My Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann says she won't run again in Minnesota in 2014, and not because the Republican is afraid to lose.
I have every confidence that if I ran, I would again defeat the individual who I defeated last year.
Bachmann, who ran for president in 2012 in that video, says her decision also has nothing to do with the probe into that campaign's fundraising. In Arizona, a mother jailed in Mexico on drug charges goes back to court today. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has her story live.
42-year-old Yanira Maldonado was arrested last week while returning from a funeral in Mexico. Mexican federales claim they found 12 pounds of marijuana under Maldonado's seat on the bus she was in at a military checkpoint. Family members deny the charges, accusing Mexican officials of trying to get bribe money.
It's looking promising, like our case is solid and theirs looks weak.
Gary Maldonado, his wife, was in court yesterday and faces a judge again today who will decide, Dave, whether she goes free or faces 10 years in a Mexican prison.
Jeff, a gun battle raging now in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber attacked a Red Cross office that other insurgents stormed inside. Sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's down 175. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Becca worked from home and her friends envied her. No commute, they'd say. And while no commute was great, Becca knew the flip side. No climbing in the car to get away from work. Work was always with her. Becca's big temptation was evenings, office time without the business phone ringing. And those evening labors often cost her time with her family to just enjoy being with them. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. In God's infinite wisdom, He provides the antidote to overwork. It's called the Sabbath, the balance between rest and work. The Sabbath is our chance to resist our workaholic tendencies and to accept God's timing as part of the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
The U.S. apparently goes on the attack in Pakistan, a drone strike that may have hit a key target.
In the first such attack since Pakistan's elections this month, security officials told news agencies those killed in the strike included a deputy commander for the Pakistani Taliban, who the U.S. says was also involved in attacks on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. It happened in the tribal region of North Waziristan, where militant groups wield the most influence. If confirmed, the death would be a significant blow to the Pakistani Taliban, which is believed to be responsible for hundreds of shootings and bombings across the country. In Cairo, Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
The fires out in Maryland the day after a freight train crashed into a trash truck, causing a massive explosion as train cars carrying chemicals derailed. Investigators will be probing that location.
It's basically just a roadway that goes over top of the train tracks.
Baltimore County Fire Marshal's Captain Bruce Schultz. When Rutgers went out and got a new athletic director, who is trying to end controversy. She was hired only 2 weeks ago.
I recognize what a truly extraordinary privilege it is to become the director of athletics at Rutgers University.
That introduction was the high point for Julie Herman. It turns out now she was accused of discrimination by a fired coach at her last stop, Louisville. That lawsuit is still in court. And Saturday it was revealed Herman quit in the 90s as volleyball coach at Tennessee after players said she verbally abused them. That rings familiar at Rutgers. Basketball coach Mike Rice was just fired for that, leading to athletic director Tim Pernetti's exit and Herman's hiring. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio. German police have helped a woman in Offenburg find whoever has been ringing her doorbell over and over and over. She called cops at 3 a.m. complaining she couldn't sleep, and they found more than one suspect, an entire colony of ants that had built a nest near the doorbell so big it was pressing the switching elements together, causing the constant ringing. A knife silenced the problem. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. So I almost gave the temperature and weather, sweetheart.
You did?
Oh.
Well, then what would my job be?
To hit me in the brakes like you always do.
Is that my turn then?
It's your turn.
Okay, currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have isolated showers today with temperatures around 79, mostly clear tonight with 56. Just be mindful, folks, that tomorrow's 85. We get to up close to 100 degrees. So if you have your pets and your animals, be mindful. Do not leave them in the car. Otherwise, you know, there is a state law that is passed.
Kids or grandmother?
Anything. Just don't leave it in the car because you can actually, it could change your life. You talk about a DUI, don't leave your pets in the car. If you get cited, and then we just talked about that yesterday. It's a really big thing. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now we go to one of our favorite moments that we always have in the morning at 810, 710, and 905. And that's our Wells Fargo advisor expert, Josh Wiley. What's happening?
Well, good morning. Markets are continuing to slide this morning. Currently, the Dow is down 172 points at 15,236. Well, the NASDAQ's down 36 at 3,452, and the S&P 500's down 19 at 1,640. Oil's down 36 cents at $94.65 a barrel. Well, the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.28%. Gold's up $7.70 at $1,387, while silver is up a 9 cents at $22.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's down 90 cents at $41.67. Caterpillar's down half a buck at $85.73, while Big Blue is down $1.35 at $206.49. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. As Linda said, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They are the, you know what, they've got that secret sauce. You know, you hear about the secret sauce that goes on hamburgers and all that. They have the secret sauce of investing. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors, Josh, Kathy, Susan, Chris, I mean, just the whole gang down there are super.
I am so looking forward to this next hour with our very special guest.
Yeah, Dr. Dan Stills from our VA, from our Veterans Clinic right here. He's the physician manager. And he's got a great story. And he
runs
has got a great attitude about a lot of things. And DDM, and that's your call sign on our chat room, we're going to get to your question in just a couple minutes after we introduce our doctor here. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:08 in the morning, May the 29th.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
We got a live one on the line.
It's 8:11, 71 degrees on May the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. They handle, not just Reading, but all of the North State. They've got anything you could possibly want, new, previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, and their service department is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. You just gotta like these guys and men and women down there. Now, we've got a real, recalcitrant, doesn't want to really talk a lot physician that's joining us today.
Absolutely.
From the Veterans Clinic, Veterans Administration Clinic right here.
Dr. Stills.
Dr. Dan Stills, who's a physician manager. And, okay, once we get started, I don't even know if we'll stop. So, Dr. Dan Stills, tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the Veterans Administration Clinic.
Well, Carl, I joined the VA about 3 years ago. I had, been in private practice here in Reading for 30 years now. And, I wanted to do something important. I cared about veterans. A buddy of mine who recruited me said I can do whatever I need to do to make things right in the VA. And I took him by his word, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, you're from Reading, and you were, you told us during the break, how many babies did you deliver here?
Well, I delivered about 3,500 babies here in Reading.
3,500 babies.
In my 20 years.
Well, that's a, that's, you know, what's that, the tenth of the population, a third?
A tenth of the population when I retired.
Okay. And so when you came to the VA, what was the first thing that you noticed? I mean, cause I know, okay, let's just be, you know, let's get it out there is that you had been approached before and you said, frankly, I don't want to be, and years ago, you know, 14, 15 years ago, I said, no, I don't really want to be associated with this.
Sure.
At this point, for a variety of reasons. But what did you find when you went there? Cause did they hire you to become the manager or the physician's manager?
I was hired to be the physician manager. I started in Chico.
Okay.
And moved up here to Reading, about a year ago, back to Reading. And it's amazing. We can do so much stuff in the VA that we couldn't do in private practice. And all you have to do is have the heart and motivation to do it.
Now, can you give us some specifics on that? Because a lot of people think, oh, VA clinic, it's, you know, you're kind of warehoused and all that. Now, I know that's completely not true. But a lot of people don't have that feeling. They think that there's some kind of, I don't know, a patina that's on the fact that it's the VA and the clinics and the doctors there. But
kind of Kaiser-esque.
Yeah, well, it's in lockstep and you can't do anything. You don't have any wherewithal to experiment. You know, I might say experiment, but to reach out, get outside the box. But when you haven't found that though, have you?
The first things I was told by our director at the time was, mistakes are acceptable. Experiments are acceptable. We're going to fail. The best companies in the world fail 40% of the time before they get it right. And they were willing to go with practically anything I wanted to try in the VA. I had far more leniency and I could do more in the VA than I could do in private practice.
Okay. More leniency in the VA than you'd had in private practice. That says a lot.
Well, all they tell me is, that's a little bit, what was the comment I heard the other day? That's a little bit over the top, Dan. And that's the whole comment we had. I was trying something new. It's just been a fantastic experience.
The word that's coming to mind for me from what I'm hearing here is that you have room.
We have room to do what we need to do for our vets. And
how beautiful.
It's fantastic. We can do our care the way we need to do it for our vets. And the future is fantastic for the VA. If we want to save our vets $50 from gas money traveling in, we can make a phone call appointment. We can do telemedicine. We call it telemedicine. I think in the future we'll have FaceTime with our vets.
Oh, fabulous.
Instead of having them come all the way to the clinic. There's a whole part of medicine I call hands-off medicine. If there's something I don't need to touch you for, I can do it over the phone or over video. And with my iPhone, I can talk to my daughter in France. Well, the vet, they might have something like that, and we can just do FaceTime.
Right.
We can talk about
that. Yeah, if they've run all their blood tests, then they could have blood tests at probably in a different spot.
Or what would happen?
But that they wouldn't have to come all the way into town. And then you can take a copy of their blood test. And you can talk to them because they may not need to be there for that.
We can do secure messaging. I get 3 or 4 emails a day from my vets and we respond very quickly. I'm a guy. I like to email people and the questions are usually pretty short.
Mm-hmm. Well, this makes really, for those people who live out of range, meaning that they're off the grid, but they maybe still can get cell site service and they have, if they can connect that way and they don't want to really take the trip that may be an hour, especially when the weather changes. They can't get in they've gotten the flu or they've gotten something, you know, they're feeling punk. And if you have a history built with them, then you know, okay, how would you do a phone prescription at that point? I'm just kind of painting a scenario. Could you possibly do that and where would they get their meds?
Well, we mail medicines out to patients and I encourage patients to get their medicine mailed to them because they don't have to come in. But we're talking about Reading and Chico, where in Chico, 60% of the population is very rural. So I had a guy who lived in a lean-to. And, you know, it's a tent. And we can get to that guy as well. Hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to have that guy come to a local site where there's a telemedicine hookup, and he can talk to me via telemedicine without coming into the VA at all.
What if they don't have a mailing address like that? How do they get their meds then? Do they have to come down, or can they go to a pharmacy someplace? Or,
well,
I'm just talking about, you know, because we're talking homeless veterans, which is a problem, but also because I have mine mail to me, and that works fine as long as I make that phone call to remind, you know, to get myself into the system, which I forget every so often. But how do people, if they don't have a mailing address, can they go down to a pharmacy someplace and pick it up somehow?
Well, the VA doesn't pay for medicines that we send right. to local pharmacies, but we could certainly send it to a local pharmacy and have them pick it up there.
Okay.
P.O. box for most medicines, non-narcotic medicines.
You can do that. Narcotic medicines, they probably have to sign for it.
They need to probably come in or have a mailing address.
Okay. All right.
Is there a mobile? We're going to take a break. I wanted to ask you when we come back about something that just popped into my head, and you're so resourceful. So, I'm going to ask him this when I, just because I'm curious. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
To paint mark for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning. It is a beautiful day, 71 degrees. Isolated showers today with temperatures around 79, a mostly clear night. look up to the skies, 56 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, tomorrow night, pizza night. Make your reservations, 474-5546. It's a blast. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Remember, they have an in-store deli, and it's all natural food, supplements, and health and beauty products. I know. I'm going to be on my way. I need to do a little natural eye cream, and I've been thinking about it. So, you know, check it out. Locust Street in Reading. Give them a call, 244-9141, if you're looking for a supplement. Now, I had a question that I was asking the doc before we took our break, and Dr. Steels is our guest.
Physician manager at the Veterans Administration Clinic here.
If you're just tuning in, and my question was, is the veteran – administration or the veteran clinic looking to possibly branch out with a mobile unit?
We're looking at mobile units right now. I can't get into all the details, but there are hundreds of mobile units out there in rural America, rural California in particular. And we're friends with the people that own them. And so we're looking at branching out to the mobile units. I still think the real big future of medicine is going to be at your home. You'll turn on your computer, you'll have your camera there, and you'll say, "Hey, Dr. Jones, good morning." I'll say, "Good morning. Let's go over a few things." That's the future of medicine, I think.
Yeah, but gosh, you know, doctor, don't you think that can become impersonal? Is there a danger of that?
I think things have become impersonal in this country anyway, and everyone's on the computer. You're right, but the guys that don't need to come in to see me and drive
distance. I agree. They don't, but I'm just in this because I'm seeing, and this is going to lead us into something else. The first thing, the question about the mobile, I think is that a mobile clinic is a great idea, to get out there to those people, you know, to so many small towns. But I was thinking is that we've become so impersonal in so many things that I talk to doctors now, and because of how they're being pushed on how many people they have to put in and the amount of paperwork they have to do and, you know, a government bureaucracy is that where they used to be able to spend a half hour with a patient, they can't do that anymore.
Well, for me, it's all about options. We have options. The millennial veterans, the young guys, they want to be on the internet. They want to be FaceTime.
Right.
We'll have that option for them. The other vets who want to come in and see me, and we have a great time when we come in. I think we visit more than we do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I do all my work ahead of time, and I look at my patients' records, and we decide what we're going to do.
Cool.
And they come in, and we just chat.
Can I just ask a quick question? And this is about talking about the future of computers. And I would think that this would be something in the computer world that if you've got a cellular phone, I wonder if you have some kind of melanoma or a growth that you could scan your body with the telephone and a picture could then go into with some kind of software that would be able to do not like an extra, but be able to go into another computer and find out if you have a growth or what your cells look like. Doesn't that sound like something that we're heading towards?
Well, for the vets who are able to do that, who are computer savvy, of course that's very important. But I think it's more than that. Right now I can set you up with blood pressure scales, home telehealth, we call it. You have everything done. You plug in your phone. And you can send me all your information, and I can adjust medicines or do what we need to do on a daily, weekly basis. But the future is we're going to have devices that you can check your blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
probably with your phone. And send these things into me. Of course, if you wanted to send a picture now, you probably could, but we're going to make it even better. Send a picture of a melanoma or a lesion. You know, there's a saying, when in doubt, cut it out. So.
Right.
I'm going to have to see you and.
Right.
Cut it out when there's something questionable.
But then you can see it though. Let's go to the phones here. We got a couple minutes here. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I have a question for the doctor there. I go to VA for medication and such, but I also carry Medicare and a supplementary insurance, which is very expensive. I'm wondering, suppose I had something in the middle of the night on Saturday night that I had to go to the hospital for. How does VA handle that?
Well, good morning, Henry. We're a satellite clinic, and we handle things during the day, of course.
Yes.
If you have an emergency, you will need to use your supplemental insurance and Medicare and go to the local hospital. We could have just had one big clinic in Sacramento and had everyone come to Sacramento, but the VA decided to branch out. But we couldn't branch out with hospitals and everything else.
I can understand that, but does VA cover me let's suppose I didn't have Medicare and didn't have supplementary insurance, or even with Medicare without supplementary insurance, and let's suppose I had a heart attack at 2 o'clock in the morning. Would they cover me then?
They will not cover you for that unless you somehow went to Mather or came into the clinic and we sent you to the local hospital.
By then it's probably too late.
I agree with you. Emergencies should be handled at the local hospital, and we don't cover patients just going in any time, day or night.
Okay, well, this is my question, and I certainly appreciate your answer.
Sure. You know, we just can't afford to do it all, unfortunately.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, Henry, thanks for your question, and good talking to you again, Henry. Glad you're back in town.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think I should have stayed in Mexico.
No, come back here. We have a good time here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the trains are blowing up and all kinds of things are happening down there. The worst thing that can happen is I get drowned at sea.
Okay. All right, Henry. Thanks a lot. Hey, our guest is Dr. Dan Stills, who is the physician manager at the VA clinic here in town. And when we come back, there's been some questions about Obamacare and VA, and we're going to get into that, and we're going to get into the future of medicine, as we've been talking about right here, and what's available to our veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. More dangerous weather in the forecast, with a risk of tornadoes today in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where there's already been hail and high winds knocking out power. A huge tornado destroyed at least one home in Kansas yesterday.
There are dozens of these hay bales that are about 2,200 pounds each that were just lofted and thrown for miles.
Reed Timmers, a meteorologist and storm chaser. The driver of a garbage truck hit by a freight train in Maryland still in the hospital. The only person hurt when that train derailed and caught fire. The flames allowed to burn themselves out last night.
Fire department operations currently at this time are just to maintain a fire watch.
Captain Bruce Schultz with the Baltimore County Fire Marshal's Office. Federal investigators are there in Rosedale, Maryland, trying to figure out what went wrong. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 135 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Cool off and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only session every first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. 12 regular games pay $400, $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play paper-only bingo. Over 5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back.
Are you here?
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567. 8:34 in the morning, 71 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That should just be enough for all of you.
That's all you
men.
Need to say.
That's
there.
All you need to say. Man's last stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue. In the Cypress Square Shopping
Center.
Step in, step up, step out. That's our buddies. And speaking of that, we've got the man here, Dr. Dan Stills, who is the heads up.
Boy, we've enjoyed you this morning.
Physician manager.
I've had a great time too.
Well, you know what? We're talking about a lot of things. Now let's take it to that next step then. Is the questions are, the big question was, what kind of impact is Obamacare going to have on the VA, if any, the VA clinics and hospitals?
Well, we've had all the different opinions about how that's going to affect us. Maybe I'm overly optimistic or overly proud of what we do in the VA, but no one's going to do it better than we can in the VA. It's just that simple. There are going to be restrictions in the Affordable Care Act. There are going to be things that regular folks are going to find are very distasteful. We're not going to change in the VA at all. I suspect, and I differ from most of my superiors, but I suspect we're going to get a mass increase in our care in the VA because we simply do it better than the Obamacare can do it.
Now, you're talking about in people coming to be treated in the VA?
Well, we're not going to change what we do, and we already do it better than most people. When I was in practice, one example is when I was in practice, we would see patients about every 3 months or so because we had to follow them with paper charts. We have an electronic medical record in the VA, and it tells me when my patient's out of control for diabetes and other things. I see them once a year, and my nurse might see them once or twice a year. It really makes care very easy. And you can't do that in private practice, and unless we have a great electronic medical record.
Which is what they're trying to build, which is so expensive right now. I mean, they're
very expensive.
And plus we have doctors in our family that, I mean, 7 days a week, they're trying to keep up with this,
with
the new paperwork, the new electronic records, because you can have somebody else put it in.
Well,
it could be wrong, and they just get hammered over it.
You got to get on board to the new paperwork, the new electronic medical record. But it makes life very nice. And us older docs, sometimes we have trouble signing up with it, but you can't do it like we used to do it. You can't afford to see patients 3, 4, 6 times a year nothing.
No. And the thing about it is our doctors are getting, there's more and more pressure put on the doctors to take less and less money. And you can't do that. I mean, they've cut back on Medi-Cal, and they're cutting back on payments that they can't keep businesses open and keep taking less and less money. So I think you're right. I think you're going to see an influx of veterans. They're going to come back to the VA because the level of care they're going to have. You know, I'm not saying that the VA doctors are better than the ones on the outside. I would never say that. But you're going to get a level of care that you can't get anymore, maybe because, one, it's not available under Obamacare, that you're going to have people coming back to the VA. And I think that you're going to see a rise in the patients, and then they're going to tell their buddies that this is good.
Well, Carl, I've been pushing to have the best doctors in the world come to the VA. My buddies, my friends, I do think we have some of the best doctors in the world at the VA now. And we're going to get only better as you can't afford to do it in private practice. So you come to the VA, the best and the brightest.
And well, I'm glad to hear that. And like I said, I can't say that the ones in the VA are, because you know what? You can't say that, just the best ones are in the VA, that then the dregs are left out. No, I would never say that. But I'm glad to hear what you're saying. And as physician's manager, you are bringing in doctors that you like to serve with, ones that you trust, that are going to do a great job for our veterans.
Well, I trained doctors for 25 years, and I've been trying to get them to come to the VA. It's been a little difficult to do so, but I think the options are going to be far better in the VA than they are outside by the time Obamacare finishes.
You think that that's going to have you think it's going to have that severe an impact? Every doctor we've had in here they have not painted a rosy picture about Obama.
Well, let me put it like this. It's like the guy selling umbrellas, you know, you're restricted how much you can charge for the umbrella, but you're told just sell more umbrellas. Well, we have a cost of making umbrellas, and that doesn't change. And Obamacare plans to change the cost of umbrellas to help us make money. That's not going to work. And so we're going to be, the docs outside are going to be stuck losing money trying to provide health care.
Wow.
See more patients. That's fine, but patients want some time and attention.
Are the days gone? Are we going to have to take a break? We've got the chat rooms just going up too. So I want to ask the question, is it going to be archaic in the future where we have our general practice doctor that we go to every year for an annual physical? Wait for that response when we come back. So I think that's going to be interesting to hear what you have to say. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back for the doctor's response.
There's no better word in English language than the word free. And B&T Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, B&T Satellite. All you have to do is call B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 75 degrees out there today, 844 in the morning. It's May the 29th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. What else can you say? 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We're going to have the owners on here in a while because he just went back to Vietnam. He was a Vietnam veteran and went back on a tour. I'm going to have him back on to talk about that.
Well, our guest this morning is Dr. Stills, and who's from the VA clinic. The question that we had before we took break was, will it be something from the past or of the past to be able to have that moment when we sit before a physician that would be a general practice like in the old days when we'd go and have our yearly physical, when you could talk to your doctor from head to toe, how are you this year? And you'd have that 30 minutes where they talk with you about how are your eyes? Let's look at your blood. Let's do an AKG. Let's do your chest x-ray. How are you doing? And then you'd be like, okay, then until next year. Is that something that's going to be of the past?
Not in the VA. We have 30-minute appointments in the VA. Only 30 minutes, unfortunately. But Linda, remember, our 30 minutes is seeing you and documenting what we see. I probably spend 10 to 15 minutes with the vet. Well, I tend to spend more time because I used to do my documentation later, or I have a way of documenting that's fast. But it's not just seeing you, it's also documenting what we see very specifically. And you come in with a lot of questions, and we have to document everything you say. Well, how can we do that in 30 minutes and mm-hmm. see you? So anyway, we have 30 minute appointments, and the annual appointment is the only important thing I think we do for you personally. When you get sick, we see you ahead of time, or otherwise we fit you in and we do that too. But no, the annual appointment will always be there.
Okay.
And again, we're talking with Dr. Dan Stills. He is the physician manager of the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in town. And people are asking your name on this. Now, there's another one that says, he heard about doctors telling patients they can't treat them because of the pain regimen that they're on. That just be on the outside. Or they have to stop the pain regimen, the meds that somebody's on and let them for 2 months while they reevaluate them? Is that something that you've heard of that before?
There's no rule about this. Let's face it, pain treatment is very difficult. We have to get into the idea that if someone needs chronic pain medicine, we give them chronic pain medicine. That's just the way it is. We don't like it. No one likes it. No one likes to be on medicine they have to be on forever. But that's one of the options we do. The problem is there are people who, I hate to say this, but I'll say it, some people abuse the system, abuse medicines, and we have to treat them too. And we have to try to make sure they're not getting medicines they don't need. There are people who will sell medicines. I mean, this is part of our economy now. people can't get a job, so they do other things.
So addiction. So what pain sub is certain narcotics to help pain can then turn into addiction.
Absolutely. But the thing I concentrate on with my vets, and I really paid close attention to this, is we give them what they need. There's something called pseudo-addiction. And that is where a vet acts like they need more pain medicine.
Mm.
But the problem is they're not getting enough pain medicine. So they're always begging for more. So my personal philosophy is give them what they need. I make a deal with them. I say, you tell me what you need. I'll see what I can do. Sometimes we can't give them 1,000
pills.
Morphine pills mm-hmm. a month. We can't do that. And yeah,
because 950 of them would be sold in the parking lot.
We don't know, but the point is that we can't add to that problem. So you have to talk to your vet, talk to your guys, and trust your guys. And I personally, if someone has to lose my trust, and that doesn't happen very often. I got the greatest vets in the world. It's unbelievable. I love it when most of my guys, I sit them down and say, hey, how are you doing today? And they go, I'm doing fine, Dan. How are you doing? I go, well, I'm doing fine, but it's about you. They go, no, Dan, it's about you. I said, it's amazing. It reminds me of when I was delivering babies, I'd walk in the room and the lady's huffing and puffing and looking like she's in lots of pain, which she is. And I go, how you doing, Linda? And she go, I'm fine, Dr. Stills. How are you doing today? Well, I'm doing fine. I'm not having a baby, and having pain. But the vets are all that. I can't think of a single vet that has abused me, because I tell them I'm going to do what they need. It's just that simple.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Well, it is. And, you know, to feel like the veteran, that you have that type of relationship with your patients. And you know what? I think Dan, or Dr. Dan Stills, by the way, is our guest name. We've been asked a couple of times, so just to catch that. The relationships you have, of course, with your patients are important. What Linda was talking about, I feel like Dr. Templato, I mean, he is my physician. I see him every time. He says, well, you know, I like you to do this or that. And then, you know, we'll check it out, you know, we'll follow it up in 5 or 6 months, or I see him for my once a year physical, but it never seems like it's once a year. It always seems like I'm in there a couple of times. And if there's anything, I feel like this man is just like I had when you're in the civilian world. I can call, he'll come back to me either an email or something. So I think that type of relationship that's been built up in the clinic, especially the one here in Reading, is the way to go to it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I see the good doctor has some things here we need to talk about before we get off the air. We'll be right back after these messages. Dr. Dan Stills, physician's manager at the VA clinic, is our guest today.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have 2-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Reading, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great, great prices there, the best prices in town for tobacco products. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, cold drinks, the whole thing, and, so much, they've done so much, Joe and Shelley have at Tobacco and Brew for our community and for our veterans, right there. Veterans always get discounts there, and, they support our community in so many different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Dr. Dan Stills, physician manager. And you have, of course, and then you're also a physician over at the VA clinic. Now, this is a special day today.
Well, it's my son's birthday.
What's special?
I almost forgot because so many things are going on right now in my family. But, yeah, my son Dan Stills, he's in Sacramento. He's a geologist, and it's his 26th birthday.
Wow. Well, happy birthday then, Dan Stills, a geologist. Is he out there like cracking the earth or,
I don't know what he's doing today. No telling. I don't know what he's doing today, but he's working. He did text me.
Oh, good. See, hey, Dad, remember me? So did you deliver him?
No, I chose not to deliver my kids. You know, you can deliver 3,500 babies.
Right.
But you can only be a dad a certain number of times.
There you go. You wanted to be on the dad end of it.
Yeah. Plus, my wife would have screamed at me probably, like everyone does.
That's right. Kicked you in the head or something. And then anything, you know, then it's like, oh, yeah, you thought it was funny, huh? Okay. Well, you got something else here in front of you.
Well, I want to tell people that we have a wellness fair going on June 8th from 9 to noon. The VA is trying to promote wellness. And remember, medicine has two areas here. One is keeping you healthy. The other one is getting you healthy when you're sick. And our wellness fair is telling you things that you already know, but reminding you of things you should be doing. And there's some great people involved in our wellness fair. That's going to be in Red Bluff at the Veterans Memorial Hall on June 8th from 9 to noon. I just want to tell people that.
Well, you know what? We need that. You know, we have, of course, on our station here, we have alternative, we have a holistic approach for, you know, for health here. We talk with doctors, a lot, but we also have herbologists. We have people that get into the natural life of juicing and this. And I think we have to take care of ourselves because otherwise, we're going to be seeing you much more than we should.
Okay. Now I'm going to sound like a doctor.
Okay.
Here's the deal. If you do all the right things, you're going to stay healthy. When you're not healthy and you do the right things, remember, you got to come to us because I believe in all the things people talk about in holistic medicine. But remember, most of the herbal medicines are 10, 20% of the medicines we actually concentrate down and give you only the right stuff. So if you're healthy, you're doing fine. But my patient with diabetes, like my son with type 1 diabetes, you can't do it with herbal medicine. You got to take the medicines you need. And medicines have been fantastic over the past 20 years. We've changed things a lot. So don't discount us.
Holistic approach. We can use it all, right?
I don't believe in any
diet.
Diet and exercise. I always love when someone says, Dan, I have this natural medicine. I go, oh, that pill grew on a tree? They go, no. Well, it's not natural then.
Okay, so the herbs and things like that that grow naturally.
I love those things. It was perfect.
Okay. Dr. Dan Stills. You know what? I wish you'd been a little bit more outgoing here, Dan.
I'm really reserved.
I had to drag this out of you.
Yeah. You want me to speak up a little?
Especially when you know your thoughts on, you know what? In fact, we had kind of like, okay, maybe you don't want to get into that part of Obamacare today. But at some point, I'd love to have a panel of doctors and, you know, from the private side, and then somebody from the VA talking about it because, but of course that's more of your person. It's not a VA. It's not a VA, stance. This is your stance.
Sure.
But you've worked both on the outside and under a government healthcare.
I never worked for anyone until I worked for the VA.
Well. Okay. Well, thank you so much and happy birthday to your son and good luck today with, the rest of your day. As we know, it's going to be pretty eventful. And thanks for coming on today. We appreciate that. Dr. Dan Stills. He's the physician and manager at the Veterans Administration Clinic right here. A lot of great information. Hey, tomorrow, Assemblyman Brian Daly is going to join us and we're going to talk with Brian about what's going on in Sacramento from the laws that are opening bathrooms to, all children, if depending on how you feel that day. If you feel male or female, to Second Amendment rights, to water, to everything. We're going to catch up with Brian. It's been a while since we talked to him on the air. So he'll be with us. We're going to have a couple other things too, little surprises for you tomorrow. Friday is going to be another day where we have, a number of people coming in here to discuss what's going on right here in, Shasta County, in the North State, and of course, Redding. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? From dragging me down,
gonna stand. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. military just confirming the cause of a mortar explosion that killed 7 U.S. Marines in Nevada earlier this year. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Human error is the blame for the March mortar explosion. A spokesman at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina saying a Marine operating a 60-millimeter mortar tube and ammunition did not follow correct procedures, setting off the detonation. Marine officials announced earlier this month two officers and a non-commissioned officer were removed from command following the accident at the Hawthorne Army Depot in Nevada. The explosion also left 7 Marines and a sailor injured, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A suspected U.S. drone strike may have taken out the number 2 commander of the Pakistani Taliban. Pakistani intelligence officials are reporting it, but a Taliban spokesman denies that Waliyur Rahman was killed in a missile strike earlier today in a tribal region near the Afghan border. Rahman believed to have been involved in a suicide attack on a U.S. base in Afghanistan.